When the sit-in demonstrations and lie-ins in the streets all over the country started, Mr. Nixon and Mr. Humphrey both, in recorded statements, said, "It is a great movement. It is a great lie-in. It is a great demonstration. It is a great sit-in." And now it's culminated in anarchy throughout the country. And now they come along and tell you that we recommended it, but now we're going to save you by calling for law and order. I say that those who led us into it ought not to lead us out of it, because had they not given lip service to this anarchy in the streets 8 years ago, it would be safe to walk on the streets of Oklahoma City and of Tulsa and of Los Angeles and of Birmingham and the other large cities of our country. All these theoreticians that have looked down their nose at the auto workers and the steel workers and the oil workers and the paper workers and the white-collar workers and the little businessman and the little farmer, they've in effect said, "We write the guidelines about schools and unions, and we'll write the guidelines about law enforcement, because the common sense judgment of the masses of the people happens not to be good." And one reason we've had the breakdown of law and order has been also because decisions of the courts that have handcuffed the police in your state and my state were concurred in by the leadership of both national parties, including Mr. Nixon and Mr. Humphrey. And if you walk out of this building tonight as a result of decisions of our courts, and someone knocks you in the head, the person who knocks you in the head is out of jail before you get in the hospital, and on Monday they'll try a policeman about it. He'll wind up getting in trouble about it. I say, to you and the police and firemen in Tulsa and your state, you had better be thankful for the police and firemen. If it were not for them, you couldn't even ride in the streets, much less walk in the streets, because of these anarchists.
I think we all got enough. At least I did.
Mr. Wallace, there were some indications that you might name your choice for a running mate while you're here in Tulsa.
No, sir, we're not going to name the fellas, young fellas.
Can you back up just a little?
We're not going to do that in Tulsa, no, sir. We're going to do it in the next few days.
What about your purpose in coming to Tulsa?
Well, my purpose in coming to Tulsa is the same purpose we go to any other city. We want to speak and see what sort of support we have. We feel we have excellent support in Tulsa. We feel like we're going to do well in Oklahoma, as we are all states of this region. But this is an important state, and so we're on our way, I believe, tomorrow to Missouri, and so we wanted to come into Oklahoma, too.
We all for you. If you don't win, it's not our fault.
Well, we got a lot of folks fought. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Glad to see you.
Good. Very tired.
I'm a little tired. Yes, I had a bad cold.
Are you bringing me back to Alabama? Where we all go?
Silicaga. That's pronounced right. Silicaga.
There you go.
Honey, glad to see you from Silicaga here. Be with us tonight. Hi, sweetie. Glad to see you.
Look at you.
Glad to see you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you all for being here with us, folks. Glad to see all of you here. Glad to see y'all. Glad to see you here. Thank you for being with us. Ladies, thank you all. Be with us tonight if you can here.
Can you all grab my book? Real fast.
People are tonight here. Oh, I got a bad cold. I'm going to float, but don't give it to you.
We'll see you tonight.
I'm getting old or something. I don't know. We're glad to see y'all. Be with us tonight, though.
First is the issue of the return of democratic domestic institutions to the people of this state. And I'm talking about schools and hospitals and the seniority and apprenticeship list of labor unions, and I'm even talking about the ownership of your property. And I want to remind you something that the National Republicans are not going to tell you when they come to Oklahoma, and I'm sure not even the National Democrats are going to tell you. 10 weeks ago, the Congress of our country succumbed to the blackmail of a group of anarchists in the streets and passed a bill that would put you in jail without a trial by jury in a federal court in Oklahoma about the sale or lease of your own property. And when this legislation was up for passage, Mr. Nixon and Mr. Humphrey and the leaders of the Republicans and the Democrats called for its passage. It does not go into effect until after the election because they were smart enough to see that you were not bothered about the sale or lease of your own property until after November 5th. And I say to you that when the leaders of both national parties will succumb to a group of anarchists in the street and attack the adage that a man's home is his castle, then I say neither one of these parties are fit to lead the American people during the next ensuing 4 years.
Thank you all for being with us. It's winning November. Yes, fellas. Thank you all for being with us. You're the mighty kind of November. Well, thank you. Yes, sir. Glad to be with all of you here. Yes, sir, fellas. Glad to see you folks. Fellas, glad to be with all of you here. Yes, sir, fellas. Glad to see you. Glad to see y'all. Thank you all for being with us. Y'all be with us tonight if you can here. Glad to see you. Hi, girls. Y'all are mighty pretty. What grade y'all in?
Hey, thank you all for being with us. 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 Thank you all